A lot of times in the old days, the man's family would wear black to show that they were in...
A family that what?
The family of somebody who died would wear black to show they were...
Now wait a minute. You're saying somebody that died,
mm-hmm.
and his skin was real dark.
No, no.
Oh,
somebody. You know, that's no.
I missed the point.
All right. So you have someone who dies, and
yeah.
his wife and his children maybe will wear black for
the
next 6 months because
they're in mourning.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You must have thought that was a strange question.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the corpse.
Yeah. If you have a child that maybe stays out 2 hours after he's supposed to, and the mother is all running around ready to call the police and everything,
yeah.
the child's father is liable to say to her, "Well, he'll be all right. Just
don't worry."
Yeah. Okay. what is it again? You call a disease of the joints that you get when you're older?
What is it again?
You call a disease in the joints where they hurt?
Arthritis.
Yeah. Any other name for that?
another name that gets mixed up with it, but they're different, and that's rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the difference?
I don't know exactly.
Okay. All right. Used to be there was a childhood disease that a lot of children would die of, where they had their throat would swell up and they couldn't breathe. Remember what they call that?
Wasn't that diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. There was also a liver disorder where somebody would turn yellow, their skin would turn yellow.
Yeah, that's jaundice,
mm-hmm.
yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. Again, there's another thing where you get a real severe pain in the side and you have to have an operation.
That's appendicitis.
Okay. This next one is the worst taste item in the works. It's not quite on the level of the black, you know, corpse, but when you maybe eat too much or, you know, eat something you shouldn't or something like that, sometimes you just can't keep it down. What do?
You vomit.
Okay. Any other terms for that?
Yeah.
What are some of the
I've heard
terms?
It's called York.
Okay.
And I've heard people say upchuck.
All right. If somebody is feeling like he's going to do this, he's liable to say, "Oh, I feel pretty
nauseated."
Or another way of saying nauseated is what is it again?
Sick at my stomach.
Okay. this is a quick change of topic here. If you have a young man who's seeing a lot of a young lady, and he's coming and calling in her house and everything like that, what can you say? He is
courting.
Okay. Maybe 3 or 4 months of this and she decides that he's not for her, you can say that she
jilted him.
Okay. Any other terms for that?
No, I don't know of any.
Okay. What do they used to call the after a lot of times a wedding where people get up and make a lot of noise after the wedding?
Chivalry.
Yeah. Okay.
Charivari is the correct term.
Uh-huh. What exactly went on there with that sort of thing? Like,
what did what?
Can you describe that a little more exactly?
Oh, well, a group of people
mm-hmm.
decided to chivalry somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get noisemakers of various kind. Might be a bell, might be a whistle, might be a tin pan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd converge on the house and just raise Cain, see, with all those noisemakers, see.
Uh-huh. Okay. what do you call a man that stands up with the bridegroom at a wedding?
Best man.